You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rachel Spears. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Thursday, May 22nd, 2025. Here are the headlines to start your day. Tomorrow in Foxborough, Massachusetts, the Northwestern's women's lacrosse team will take on Boston College in the semifinals of the NCAA tournament. They're the 3 seed and have already beaten Penn and Michigan. This is their 5th year in a row playing in the NCAA Final Four, so we look forward to watching the Cats play. It's official. The Chicago Stars, Illinois' National Women's Soccer League team, will play a game in Martin Stadium on Northwestern's campus. In September, they will play the Orlando Pride in Evanston as a part of Student Day. This comes as speculation about the team's home stadium for next season brought stadium talks to Northwestern. Right now, the Stars, formerly called the Red Stars, sit at the bottom of the NWSL table with just 1 win so far this season. On campus today, the Buffett Institute is hosting a fireside chat with historian and professor at University of Southern California, Nicholas J. Cole. They will discuss the safety of the U.S. and its use of soft power on the world stage. There will also be discussion about the dismantling of USAID, trade wars, and politics surrounding the Panama Canal. The event, which includes lunch, will begin at 12:15. Southwest Airlines will now require that portable chargers be visible. This is in an effort to prevent fires in the air and increase aviation safety. This will go into effect on May 28th. A book called The Original Sin about former President Joe Biden and his age and failed presidential campaign last year was released on Tuesday. This is after he announced a stage 4 prostate cancer diagnosis. The book has received some backlash. May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. To celebrate, Evanston is kicking off Asian American Heritage Restaurant Week starting tomorrow. From Mount Everest to Coffee Lab to Brothers K, a variety of other restaurants will have pop-ups and feature specials throughout the week. Today is National Maritime Day. It is also National Vanilla Pudding Day, National Solitaire Day, and National Craft Distillery Day. Finally, today is National Biomusical Instrument Day, so maybe this is your sign to try something new. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Rachel Spears. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.